This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame and its many, many, many dangers. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, that is mpwhi.com, and Doorway, DORWAY.com, and WNHO.net and holisticmed.com/aspartame. And of course, those websites are all linked, on the radio schedule page and, in the RBN archives. Also, if you've had a baby after 1983, and the baby has suffered some consequences, perhaps, you inadvertently took aspartame during your pregnancy, please fill out the form by going to mpwhi.com. It's the second banner on the right. Scroll down, the second banner on the right. And Dr. Walton is creating a database so that we can get some more evidence of what this has done to the children. Our guest yesterday, Dr. Martini, was talking about the fact that the industry does own the courts. It does own so we don't have any real way of fighting this except by not drinking this garbage, by warning other people and affecting their bottom line.
To show you how true that is, in 1986, the Community Nutrition Institute filed a petition to ban. This was taken all the way to the Supreme Court in Chicago, and they got to the judge, obviously, and it was done because of the seizures and because of the blindness. And, you know, take something like seizures. You can't help the person. And the reason is that aspartame interacts with all anti-seizure medication. And my neurologist, Dr. Ramon Sanchez, when he found out who I was, I think he kept me in his office till 9 o'clock that evening talking. And he told me about a patient that was having all these seizures. And he says, "Betty, I gave this patient every single anti-seizure medication in the PDR, physician desk reference." He said, "I finally put her in the hospital." And he says, I was neurologist at the time of the aspartame wards. I knew it was neurotoxin. And he said, "I see this case of Diet Coke under her bed." And I said, "What, are you having a party?" He says, "No." She said, "I'm addicted, drink it all the time." So he says, "Well, you have to get off of it." Well, the first thing that happened is she went crazy. So he said he put her in a mental institution, and he said 2 weeks later they got her out. No more mental problems, no more seizures. And doctors don't know this. They think it's an additive, and they're lied to by all the professional or these trade organizations, the American Diabetes Association, the American Dietetic Association, all these people that tell you that it's safe and push it on it. One of the worst things Imagine the American Diabetes Association pushing aspartame, telling diabetics to use it when it can precipitate diabetes and simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, destroys the optic nerve, causes diabetics to go into convulsions, interacts with insulin and the methyl alcohol, causes the diabetic to lose limbs. If you want to kill a diabetic, all you have to do is give them aspartame and watch them go down. And a recent study showed that it raises fasting blood sugar. And this accounts for all these people that get off of it, find out they don't even have diabetes. And it's caused a diabetic epidemic. Dr. Roberts was a diabetic specialist. You know, he died in February, wrote the medical text. And Dr. Walton will tell you that is the reason for the diabetic epidemic. So, you know, these are the kind of problems that we have. But I've always said, you know, if you don't buy it, they can't sell it. And you've got to understand right. It's in like 14,000 products. And maybe used to not read labels. You must use labels. Dr. Roberts always says, when in doubt, throw it out. Get away from processed foods. And it's genetically engineered. And it's in the patent. Look up the patent and you'll find that. So, you know, it's really as bad as you can get for a diabetic, for anybody. But think of the different things that it causes, these epidemics. And then they tell you, you know, let's see, it was New York where they stopped allowing large bottles of soda to be sold. But it's the diet. So they're, you know, people are converting to the diet when aspartame makes you crave carbohydrates and so that you gain weight. And the worst thing, incidentally, the Trocco study shows that the formaldehyde embalms living tissue and damages DNA. So you're embalmed, and when you damage DNA, you can destroy humanity. And that's what it's doing. It is destroying so much of humanity. You know, I ran into somebody from used to work for the EPA, and I kept telling him these things. He kept saying, I know more than you do. I said, do you know this? Do you know that? Yes, I know that. I know more than you do. I said, how do you know more than I do? He said, because I work for the EPA. I'm a pathologist. And he says, I asked, my superiors, how can you keep this on the market when it's killing so many people? And they said, well, the FDA will have to take it off the market. He said, now, that was in the early 90s. This is 2010, which was the time that I met the man. And I didn't even know there was a department in the EPA that has to do with dying aspartame victims, you know, or ones that have already died. That's what pathology is. So, you know, everybody knows, and yet they still keep pushing it. And understand why that they are doing this. What if they changed it? You know, we've got this safe sweetener called Just Like Sugar that you could use. Why don't they just take it out? Well, the reason is it's very addictive, and you get all these people off. All of a sudden, in about 60 days, they will wake up well. And there was a place here in Atlanta, Return to Eden, that said, you know, let us help you. They took 16 of the worst reports, one on how it was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons, went on Joyce Wilson and how she went blind and died like an Alzheimer victim. And so people that read it, that were using aspartame and didn't even realize they had a problem, many of them said they were going from doctor to doctor and had for years, and they never correlated it with it because the doctors don't know. They've been lied to. And he said, you know, all of a sudden got off of it simply because of this magazine. And he said about 60 days later, woke up well. They walked out of wheelchairs. I opened the front door, and a woman fell in my arms. She said, I was blind, and now I can see. So this happened to thousands of people. They have never, as yet ever, because they gave out hundreds of thousands of these magazines, and they gave them out free. And doctors were tearing out a page and making copies and giving it to patients. You know, every week they would give them a different article. To get people well. And so imagine if they took it off the market all over the world. How quick do you realize how millions of people will know that they've been poisoned by aspartame and the billion-dollar lawsuits so they won't take it out? And that, I truly believe, is the reason.
Indeed. And you mentioned that it causes diabetes. And then that of course is reason for the Diabetes Association to exist. And so they push aspartame. It's just a vicious circle. And yet these people know it. They know it and they still do it. That is just a crime. It's a crime against humanity. It is chemical warfare against everybody on the planet. We are going to a quick 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll take some phone calls. Be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is mpwhi.com, and somebody in the chat room just provided us with a very nice lengthy list, well, actually it was relatively short, about things that we should not eat. So I really appreciate the people in the chat room and the contributions that they make. Dr. Martini, why don't we take a call or two?
Okay,
let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Dr. Martini.
Hi.
You talk about the phenylalanine
Phenylalanine.
Okay. Now, what is the deal with that? And about if they don't label it, there's a problem with some people that are have
phenylketonuria. These are people that cannot metabolize phenylalanine. That's why there is required PKU warning on aspartame. Actually, nobody can metabolize the phenylalanine and aspartame because, you know, if you get it in balance the way Jehovah God made it in something, in milk or meat, maybe you get 4%, not 50%. What it does is it floods the brain. It's neurotoxic. And Dr. Bowen says it causes phenylketonuria. So this is the problem with phenylalanine. Everything in aspartame is poison. You got aspartic acid, which is an excitotoxin. In original studies, it caused holes in the brains of mice. And then you've got a methyl ester, which immediately becomes the methanol, which is classified as a narcotic, causes chronic methanol poisoning, which affects the dopamine system of the brain, causes addiction, converts to formaldehyde and formic acid, causes metabolic acidosis. Then you got the phenylalanine, and then the molecule breaks down to diketokiperazine, a brain tumor agent that caused brain tumors in original studies.
Okay. Now, you also said something about DNA damage. So in this questionnaire that you would like people to fill out, would this also pertain to maybe the mother wasn't doing diet stuff with aspartame in it, but the father, before the mother got pregnant, would that be relevant information?
Yes, I think that's interesting. First of all, Dr. Roberts, who wrote a paper on aspartame and pregnancy, says that a man, even a man, using aspartame at the time of conception can cause birth defects in his own child. And you take somebody like my daughter's husband, and he used aspartame. And when they were, when he wanted to marry my daughter, I said, no way, you're going to use aspartame. I don't want to form grandchildren. You have to get off of it. So he says, I don't have any problems. I said, you think you don't have any problems, but you're not going to marry my daughter. Well, you should see my daughter. She's really a 10. So he gets off of it. He tells me, well, you know, I suffered from insomnia, joint pain. You know, the problems he had, he thought he had heart problems because it caused a sudden cardiac death. He got off of it, and his symptoms disappeared. They waited 5 years to have a child, but when he was born, he couldn't speak. And my daughter, who was an excellent teacher, eventually got him to speak and raised his IQ so much. He worked, you know, that when he was, 18 months or something, one day he was in a store and this woman was shopping and he picks up a tag and she says, he went up to her and he says, you can buy this washable. She said, if I didn't know better, I would think that this baby could read. And of course he could, because of my daughter.
18 months old?
18 months old. So that shows you, you know, you can work with children and babies and get them out of the problems that they have, you know, certain problems. And in this case, the little girl didn't have any problems. But you see this so often. And Dr. Russell Blaylock, who wrote Excitotoxins, he says sometimes if, you know, you think, got by with it, used aspartame, my baby seems okay. He says that by the time baby reaches puberty, you can see things like dyslexia or behavioral problems, and Dr. Blaylock explains things that you should, you can do and things that you can give children. You know, he always says everybody should take magnesium because it protects the heart and the brain from excitotoxins, and he says to use the brand Jigsaw, which you can get on the internet. And I never go a day without it, so it's something to consider.
Yeah, well, you ought to make sure that that on the questionnaire they have stuff about the father, too, before pregnancy, because I know someone I suspect. and, you know, that might be a problem.
Yes, so. The man, too. And, of course, it damages the hypothalamus of the brain and causes male sexual dysfunction, too. I mean, they just destroy marriages. You know, it ruins female response. It causes psychiatric behavioral problems. I mean, take somebody like, let's take a celebrity, Michael, what's his name?
Fox. Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, he got Parkinson's from aspartame interacts with L-dopa. I'm talking about, you know, his wife is Catherine Zeta-Jones. And,
that's Michael, Douglas.
Yeah, Michael Douglas. And in the Inquirer, you know, it showed him drinking a Diet Coke, and I guess his wife then uses it too. And of course, it causes bipolar just really big time. And you try to get the information to him. So, he got throat cancer, and of course, he gave his reasons for it. But aspartame is a multipotential carcinogen. So, and it would certainly make anything worse. So that, he's a victim of it. Wife's the victim of it. And so, now they're separated, and you think how it completely destroyed, his marriage. I hope they can put it back together. He's one of my favorite, actors. And you know, his first wife had an autistic child. So you've got this problem, you know. And it's just terrible that they lie so much about it when, the studies have proven it for over, 30 years. And let me tell you, everybody should get that book, While Science Sleeps, The Sweetener Kills. I've never seen a doctor that could write so well and explain every point, how and why. And you can't put the book down. And if you got children, honestly, if you read this, you'll be careful the rest of your life on what you eat.
Well, thank you, Doctor, for your efforts. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you, Sherry. All righty, let's take Ted in Georgia. Ted, welcome to the program. Ted, you there?
Yes, this is Ted.
Yes, okay, welcome to the program.
Thanks for all this critical information. I read the contents on an ice cream container, and listed on that list of contents is the word sugars, plural. Could that contain aspartame?
Well, it could. I mean, if it says sugars, you know, it could contain so many different things. And so I wouldn't use it if I saw that on the label. And you can call a company. You have to understand that when you see artificial flavors and natural flavors, they're listed, the things listed in there are because they don't want you to know. You know, when I called Mars, I was shocked.
Right.
They even told me, you know. I said, is aspartame in what products? And they said, you know, in the Mars bars. And I said, it's not on the label. They said it's under natural flavors. So you wouldn't know that.
Wow. All right, we're going to a four-minute break. Ted, please hang on over the break. If you have another question, we'll be right back in 4 minutes.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity, and her website is Mission Possible World Health International. That is MPWHI.com. And we had Ted on the phone. Ted, you had another question?
Yes, I wanted to ask about other dairy products other than ice cream. Do they contain aspartame?
They said that they were going to, they wanted it in 17 other dairy products.
Wow. I'll spread the word.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. All righty. If you have a question or comment, call in at 800-313-9443. And even when it says, like on yogurt or other products, even when it says that it's the sugar, We really don't know. And the lady that I talked to at Yoplait, which is actually owned by General Foods, she said that they have to list it. And I just kind of doubt that. And she said that all of their light yogurts have aspartame.
Yes. And what is the name of that yogurt? Tea... you wouldn't know it was yogurt. Whatever it is, it's you get it at places like in the airport. And I know somebody said, the only time I choke is when I go to the airport. I said, well, what do you eat at the airport? And she said, yogurt. So sometimes when you buy a yogurt, you have no way of knowing. So you just can't buy yogurt unless you know it's organic, you make it or know where it comes from.
You really can't. I really kind of hesitate to go to restaurants because you have no idea what's in the food, and they really can't tell you. And there are certain restaurants that I've gone to that I've actually, years ago, that I don't go to anymore, that I've become incredibly ill, just incredibly ill within 10 minutes after eating. So you just don't know what they're putting in that food.
Well, you know, Dr. Roberts has always said it's so hard to avoid. For instance, you know, you go to, one time I went to a Waffle House, and of course you get your syrup, and it's always been regular syrup, and, you know, and there's nothing there to tell you what's in it, what brand it is, or anything like that. But as soon as I took it, I broke out in hives or urticaria, which is very common with aspartame. And I said, okay, bring me the container. And sure enough, it was sugar-free. So that's the problem with restaurants. That's why one year for Aspartame Awareness Week, we have a paper. You can just Google it. It's waiter. Please remove this neurotoxin from my table, and it will give you an awful lot of information, and so that when you go to a restaurant, you can tell them and you can leave it. Sometimes it really works. I know when I was in Florida one time, and I just got so sick of seeing these little packets on the table that I actually gave a packet to each restaurant that I went into, and my husband and I came back a year later, and each one had removed it from the table, had removed it. So, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know, do something about it.
Sure, sure. And let's see. Let me look at here. I was reading some of the comments in the chat room about milk, chocolate milk. Yes, chocolate milk. Somebody mentioned chocolate milk. And think of all the children who now get chocolate milk that's already made up in a container. Now, when I was a kid, I drank regular milk and I added chocolate to it. But now they, you know.
Well, that is what the FDA used because, you know, they got over 100,000 complaints about doing it, which means that when you reply to the FDA about something you don't want done, they do it anyway. They don't care what the public says. And then they wrote the article. The people are confused. If you know, for instance, if it's chocolate milk, where it would have said reduced calories, it will just say chocolate milk. In other words, get rid of as much labeling as you can so that nothing will identify it as aspartame. So you have to be careful now. You better go back to making your own chocolate milk.
Exactly. I don't drink milk at all. I drink coconut milk.
Well, yes, I don't drink milk either. Didn't drink it when I was a little girl, but in any event, there's so many mothers that do give it to children that you can get almond milk and all these different things that are safe. So you might consider that.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Because you have to worry about RBGH.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many things to worry about, but we do need to not buy foods that have labels. As you said, if it has a label on it, don't buy it. Shop in, well, the doctor that was on yesterday said, shop in the produce department, shop in the department where there's dried beans and that kind of thing. And there was another three areas that we should shop in. And honestly, we should not be buying processed food. But so many women work now that they feel that they just can't, they don't have time to cook food at home anymore, to cook from scratch, and they really are doing a disservice to their family.
I know. If you go to eat out, have a nice salad. And, of course, then again, you don't know what's genetically engineered, but I'm surprised there are not a lot of more organic restaurants, you know, that are simply there for safe food because they would not go out of business. You know, things are bad these days, and that would be extremely helpful. You ought to have restaurants that say, you know, no ingredients or names. People would eat there because it's safe.
Sure. And she also said to get organic meat, if you're a meat eater, to get organic meat. which I do also. I buy from a farmer up in Wisconsin. I buy grass-fed beef.
And I know when I was in New Zealand, there was somebody talking about some meat firm and how they would, you know, just sprinkle it with MSG, and that has a synergistic and additive effect.
Wow. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, you've certainly given us a lot of information here, and we've certainly learned a lot this week. Going back to your website and the 92 symptoms and the aspartame videos, I mean, you have so many links at the top of your website. There's just absolutely no way. The aspartame flyer. That is something that we can print up. No, let's see. Oh, it's very lengthy. Very lengthy. But we could make our own flyers. Just take the information.
Well,
go ahead.
On the aspartame resource guide, you know, you can click on the aspartame flyer, and really it's a little bit long, but like you say, you can make your own. If it's too long, you can do it on one page. And you can get on the aspartame information list, so as new studies, new things come in, you can you have new things to forward. And so I really suggest that you do that. And you can go back on aspartame news and go back year after year after year. And something I put on, now this is long, but if I had to pick one of the best articles ever written on aspartame, it was Common Cause. I think it was back in the early 80s. And the boy, it says it like it is. It goes over the protest of the National Soft Drink Association. And I think it was kept off the Internet for years. And I finally found a copy of it and had it scanned in. So put in Common Cause, mpwhi.com, if you want to, on Google aspartame, and it'll pick it up. And you can make something from that. And that was years ago, but, you know, aspartame information doesn't get old. You know, in fact, if it goes back to that point with all the aspartame wars, it reveals an awful lot of information.
Sure. Now, on your website, you have down at the bottom of the last banner, aspartame lawsuit information.
And well, that probably needs to be updated because there were attorneys in New York who would take them on brain tumors, and in New Jersey, that only. And then there is another attorney in New York that has been taking some cases. The problem is that they simply don't go anywhere. You know, I wish people would do something about them legally, and I'm sorry that so many attorneys, they say it's like fighting the Third World War. You've got to have enough attorneys that have millions and millions of dollars to fight it like tobacco attorneys, and they really should do that. But, you know, they will settle out of court because they don't want it on the record. So we'd like to see it on the record. But at least do something about it. And attorneys need to get involved. They really need to do and not worry about the funds or anything else. Somebody did that and put it on, you know, TV. They'd become famous in no time. Everybody would know them if they would simply do it. It'd be another Erin Brockovich, you know.
Sure.
So, and she has. I wish she had done something about it. When she hear it was in Atlanta, I gave her all the videos. Incidentally, you can get on aspartame videos also on my website.
Sorry to interrupt, but we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Did we go? Are we going to a break or no? Oh,
there are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her websites are MPWHI.com and Doorway, DORWAY.com. And we do have a quick question from an email, and we have another caller. Let's go ahead and take the caller. Let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hello. Kefir. We've talked about yogurt. There is a Lifeway kefir that comes from Illinois, and it says natural flavors. Is that always an indication of aspartame?
Well, that's where they had it, and they could have all kinds of other things in it, and you really don't know. But I would call them and say, look, if you want us to tell people to use your product and tell them, and you want us to stop people telling not to us, tell us what's in it.
I did call that company this week, And I said, are you telling me that it's a guarantee that you do not use aspartame? And the person said, yes, we do not use aspartame. I think people should call these companies and don't just talk to the person that answers the phone. Say, I would like to talk to one of your directors, or I would like to talk to your supervisor. I want to talk to somebody in production. You know, really put them on the spot. Make them nervous.
We should make it a feature so that people advertise, have it right on the label. No aspartame, no questions about it.
Indeed.
Wonderful. Good idea. You know I talked to a couple company one time. I had some of that barium drink and immediately got new regular heart rhythm and called them up. And I said, you got aspartame in it? No, we don't. I said, yes, you do. And it just went on, and finally somebody got on the phone and said, well, yes, we do. And I said, because they tried to tell me it was saccharin. And I said, well, why did you not say it? Well, people don't like aspartame, so we don't tell anybody. I said, well, that's nice. So don't you think there is a reason they don't like it? And do you research it? Do you know it's a poison and the problems they have while they're having the testing may be from aspartame? Well, you know, we just don't get into that. I says, well, don't you think you should? And then a doctor called, and they were trying to figure out how to get some kind of a testing done on a cancer patient. He says, she said, I have on good authority that aspartame is an all barium. Watch out.
Wow, they get you coming and going. Even if you're sick already and having tests, they're going to get you with aspartame.
Yeah, and Marianne Lamar is a woman whose husband had an aspartame brain tumor and got off of it and got on Splenda and immediately had a grand mal seizure and called up. And they argued and finally they admitted it. And they said, because she wouldn't take no for an answer, she said all he did was drink it and have a grand mal seizure. And she said, well, yeah, it did cause seizures in studies. Well, you know, why don't you let people know? Well, of course they don't let people know because then they couldn't get it approved. But their excuse was, well, we don't get that many complaints. Well, it just amazes me the things that come out of people's mouths.
Unbelievable. So we consent to these things. We don't complain enough. We just say, gosh, we better not drink this anymore. Let's start yelling. Let's really start complaining. Let's call these companies and say, what the heck do you think you're trying to do? We're on to you people. We're not going to take this anymore. Like that, like on that movie Network. Open your window, say, we're not taking this anymore. Call the companies. We're not taking this anymore.
You know, there's some people and people are very talented. I know one was a nurse and they had a Diet Coke machine and OBGYN and she said they just kept putting these little stickers over it that said toxic waste and they'd come take them off and she just put them back. And Patty Ford, Mission Impossible Fresno, she was protesting in front of Costco's because they had it in children's vitamins and she was wearing this Grim Reaper outfit, and actually she ended up on national TV in the news with this big sign, shame on the FDA. So there's so many things people can do if they would just do it. Some people never save a life all their life, and with this, you have no idea not only how many lives you can save, but so much suffering.
Indeed. And I know that you have saved lots and lots of lives. Just people who have listened to the program when you have been on have given up aspartame. They have felt better and because of you. So I just think you're a wonderful person.
Thank you. Everybody can do it. You know, sure. I make sure that at least I save one life a day. You know, well, and if people would just take that on, you know, give out so many flyers when we started with a network of 900,000 people, and I told them, if you give, just by exponentiation, one flyer a day, the next day almost 2 million people know. And if they give a flyer, the next day almost 4 million people know. And that's really the exponentiation that got around the world.
Amazing. And you've provided all of this information for us. All we have to do is copy-paste it into some emails.
That's right. The doctors have, you know, I've asked them to write on every, you know, every subject. And, I you know, people should get Dr. Roberts' medical text, which is 1,000 pages, because it gives the mechanism by which it causes the disease. And one of the reasons I had doctors do this is because if you argue with it with the doctor and they don't want to believe it, if they see it on stationery with the doctor's name under it, especially when they're world renowned, they're more attuned to do it. And some doctors have made a difference. One doctor, when a woman was having seizures, wrote a letter actually to 5,000 of his patients telling them don't use aspartame, and then put it in the newspaper. So, you know, do something. Whatever it is, do something.
Absolutely. Well, you've certainly given us enough information, and we just need to run with it. We can't always make a difference. I have marched in peace parades and all kinds of things, and of course the news doesn't cover those kinds of things. But this is a place, this is an area where everyone can do something, and we can do it every day, and feel like we've helped. And thanks to you for all that you've done. Oh, my goodness. Wes, did you have another question? Are you still with us?
I'm still just listening. I don't really have anything much to add except for Nancy's Kiefer out of Oregon. It looks like it does not say natural flavors. Lifeway is pretty good. It says that it's grass-fed milk, no BHA, no hormones, but like I said, it says no artificial flavors, so maybe it doesn't have aspartame, but I'm going to call them and say, put it on the label. I want to see it on every label.
Yeah, everybody today wants to, you know, do better in business because of the way the economy is. They have no idea if they take your advice how much faster people would buy their products.
Absolutely. Oh, the other question. Is aspartame on the label of all those ingredients that all those food products that aspartame is in? Is it necessary that they label it?
Don't forget that the patent's expired.
Oh,
and that anybody
right.
that can use it. And don't forget they changed the name of aspartame to AminoSweet, although it seems not to have caught on. And they have approved Advantame and England and Australia, and the people that have done it, they ought to put them under the jail, put on another
Absolutely.
Product like this.
Sprung up with a aspartame IV drip. All righty. We have run out of time. Thank you so very much, Dr. Martini. Just bless your heart for all that you do.
And thank you, Deanna, for getting it, you know, throughout the wiggling to millions of people.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.
John Stead.